Hello and welcome to Sem Torah for Parashat Bo. In this week's Parsha, of course, we read about Bnei Yisrael not only leaving Mitzrayim to become a people, a nation that's going to work together for the common good, but we read about Bnei Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim to learn, begin the process, learning how to become a Mamlechet Kohanim, the Goy Kadosh, in the service of God and bringing God's Kedusha into this world. And it is through the mitzvot of the Torah in general, and it is through the early mitzvot that Bnei Yisrael receive as a people, that we begin learning how to become a nation. After 2 centuries in Mitzrayim, 4 centuries in Mitzrayim, we didn't really know what it meant to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We learned how to serve ourselves, we learned how to make sure that we survive, but slowly through the process of the mitzvot, we recognize that we are a nation of Mamlechet Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through his mitzvot and through learning the Torah and recognizing God's presence in the world, Hashkacha in the world, recognizing that I have a role in the world, that is the way we became a nation that serves God. The very first mitzvah that we as a people receive is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim in Perek Yud Bet. We are instructed, says the Torah, to base our calendar on the moon, which revolves around the earth once every 29 days, once every 30 days, and we are supposed to rule our lives and our national calendar not on the sun, as do other nations. Very important mitzvah. But the question, of course, that many Mefarshim ask, why is that the very first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Bnei Yisrael? It's an important mitzvah. But it seems to not be relatable to me. It seems to be important and valuable to the Sanhedrin. They have to be koveya, whether we have a 29-day month or a 30-day month. That's important for telling me when Chag comes out. Very important. But why is that the very first mitzvah? I would have expected Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I would have expected Ve'ahavta l'Rechah Kamocha. I would have expected Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Why is this, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, the very first mitzvah in the Torah to Bnei Yisrael? I'd like to share with you an idea that was originally printed in the Sfat Emet, written by the Ger Rebbe, and brought to my attention through a shiur that I read about, that was given by Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, the former president and current chancellor of Yeshiva University, which was spoken first in 1965, this idea that Rabbi Lamb suggests. We know that according to Halacha, there is a shiur that sets habituation. 30 days is a shiur that is extant throughout Halacha as being the shiur that establishes habit. So for example, when we first start saying Mashiva Ruach Umarit HaGashem, if I am in the middle of Shmon Esrei, if I finish Shmon Esrei, and I am not sure whether I said Mashiva Ruach or not, I have to look at my calendar and figure out whether I've been saying it for the last 30 days. If it's 10 days, if it's 20 days, I have to assume that the habit of saying Mashiva Ruach has not been instilled within me, and therefore I need to repeat Shmona Esrei and add Mashiva Ruach. Another example, if I haven't seen a friend in the last 30 days, I am required to pronounce the bracha of Shehecheyanu. It's an occasion of simcha. I haven't seen him for 30 days and we have become habituated to his absence. And therefore, when I encounter my friend 40 days, 50 days later, I say a Shehecheyanu. Another example, there are many brachot that we make when we witness a beautiful, miraculous, natural scene or phenomenon, or if I come upon a place where miracles were performed for my ancestors or for myself. If I have seen this location in the last 30 days, well, my habit is that I'm seeing this location and I don't make a new bracha. If, on the other hand, I haven't seen this place, I have become habituated to not seeing this location and I make a new bracha. Another example for those of you who are not yet in Eretz Yisrael, if I haven't seen Makom HaMikdash in the last 30 days, I have become habituated to not seeing Makom HaMikdash. And I have to tear kriya. I have to remind myself, this is what's supposed to be in my life. The Makom HaMikdash is supposed to be a part of my life, and I haven't seen it in 30 days. If, on the other hand, I have the zechut of living in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps near Yerushalayim or in Yerushalayim, so I'm habituated to seeing the Makom HaMikdash. And I don't have to tear Kriya when I say the Mikdash. This idea of 30 days creating habits is exactly what the Sfat Emet, what the Ger Rebbe tells us, is the very first mitzvah in the Torah. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim is the mitzvah that we must sanctify the moon and, as it were, renew ourselves before 30 days have passed. Built into my life as a Jew individually and communally and nationally, built into this calendar that we live our lives by, is the idea that every single month there has to be hitchadshut, there has to be renewal, there has to be a relief from conventionality. And we, before we become, as in Rabbi Lamb's beautiful words, before we have become, quote, encrusted in the routine and the regular, as Rabbi Lamb says, we have a commandment to experience renewal. And we must look upon this mitzvah, and we must look upon every Rosh Chodesh as an opportunity to redeem ourselves from those habits that have hurt us, those habits that we've become accustomed to that have taken us down. At some point, for example, a person's davening, it's a kavua davening, as the Gemara in Brachot says, and that becomes an ein tfilato tachanunim. You need some expressions of renewal. Of course, I use the word that Anshei Knesset Gedola established for me. Of course, I follow the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu established for me. But through those mitzvot, and in those mitzvot, and in that tefillah, I have to have renewal. I can't go 30 days without a certain kind of renewal. And that goes the same with our relationship with our family, with our spouses, with our children, with our parents. We have to recognize that sometimes we get into habits. How we talk, how we express ourselves, we forget certain basic rules of Derech Eretz Chas V'Shalom. And so it's through the mitzvah V'Achorosh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim that every single mitzvah, that the next 612 mitzvot that God is going to give me, every one of the 612 mitzvot is built in within it a recognition of renewal. Something that I do on a regular basis? No, I don't want to be a mitzvot anashim melumada. I don't want to perform the mitzvot by rote, by robot. As a robot, I need to renew it, refresh myself on every single month. And every single time I do that mitzvah, I say to myself, wait a second, I am not going to get into the habit. And if we're talking about mitzvot, Beinanam Lachaveiro, of course, we talk about mitzvot, Beinanam Lamakom, things that we do, our relationship with God has to be renewed, refreshed, in a very special way, in a very unique way. And so we follow the moon, we do not follow the sun. In Mitzvah Hashem, we should all be zocha to experience Rosh Chodesh in our lives at least once a month. But perhaps we can even, through this week's Parsha, remind ourselves we can have a Koach HaChidush every single day in the service of God, in our relationship and interaction with others. And in Mitzvah Hashem, through that, all 612 mitzvot after this number one mitzvah will be expressed with chidush and renewal, and with that, Bezat Hashem, Yavo Mashiach Tzidkenu Bimheirav Yameinu.